And with Jerry Seinfeld in his manager's office, about to begin our interview for the Comedy Giants. Jerry, is it possible for you to pinpoint the exact time in your life that you wanted to go into professional comedy?
Yeah. I would say I was about 8 years old. I was sitting on my stoop with a friend of mine, and we were talking. We were having cookies and milk, and we were talking, and we were fooling around. And I said something really funny, and he laughed and spit the cookies and milk all over my face and hair and clothes. And I thought, I would like to do this professionally. That moment, you know, the moment of getting a laugh is what, you know, everybody has that in their life at some point or another, but when you feel that you can do that, it's so powerful and addictive and fun, you just don't want to do anything else.
Do you think any of your ability to make people laugh has come from your parents or your family?
Yeah. Laughing and being funny was very important around my house. My dad was a real comedian type of guy.
In what way?
Well, he was just always funny stories, telling jokes all the time, making fun of everything. Very lighthearted guy, you know. And I would watch him making his friends laugh and making us laugh. You know, and the whole experience of laughing and having someone make you laugh was very much part of my family.
Hmm. Now that you look back at it, is it possible for you to analyze where his comedic ability came from, or why he was the way he was, or how he got to...
Well, it's something of a traditional Jewish Lower East Side type of guy. You know how many comedians have come out of that area, and he came out of that area. He wasn't a comedian, he was a salesman, but he was that type of guy. I mean, it's got to be part of the struggle and part of the mindset of it's cultural in some ways, Americans, British. I'm not sure what it is, but it does seem to grow out of a culture that funny stuff is really important to us as Americans.
Okay.